Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion. Now he's a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Outside linebacker Jonathan Casillas joins us. Jonathan, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Pretty good, man. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming on, especially after last night. You know what? A tough one for your football team. Looking back, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the film. What went wrong yesterday for you guys?
A lot of things went wrong, man. You know, people taking their eyes off their coverage. You know, misfitting lanes on punt. You know, allowing Devin Hester to get the record-breaking return, and it's just a lot of bad stuff, man. Stuff that you know, me personally, as a player, as a man, you know, as a Buccaneer, not proud of.
Jonathan, right now, and you're a guy who, you know, you've got your own radio show, you got a clothing line, you're doing a lot, not just as a football player. We'll get into that in a second. But right now in the NFL, you know, the commissioner finally spoke today. I don't know. Did you watch his press conference?
No, actually, we had to work today, and since we got in so late, we had a later start. So I was actually in meetings.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock when he had his press conference. So I haven't had a chance to hear it or watch it.
Jonathan, being of course in New Orleans, you were there at the time of you know, everybody knows the, you know, what went on with the defense and everything like that. But you know, that really pales in comparison to what's going on right now in the NFL. It's not a great time off the field. On the field, the league's healthier than ever, but off the field, you know, you talked earlier about, you know, as a man and as a football player, you know, that loss is tough. What about, and I know it's not every player, but how do you personally react to what's happening right now with the Ray Rice situations, the Dwyer situations, and others? How much of a concern is this for you about the overall culture as a player in the NFL?
I'm not really worried about the culture. You know, I'm just, I'm like Ray Rice. I know Ray Rice. You know, I have a relationship with him. And, you know, it's a disgusting decision that he made. You know, it's a terrible decision. You know, something that he's not proud of, I'm not proud of. You know, and knowing him, Baltimore is not, you know, his alma mater is not. You know, it's just a terrible decision that he made. And it's costing him now, and it's costing a lot of people that he's associated with. And, you know, these are, you want to call it a single event, you know, you want to call it an isolated event, but in recent times, the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's not a single related event. It's a several events happening in a short period of time. And, you know, it's bringing a little damper, I think, around the perception of the NFL and the players. But I think internally, you know, I think the players, you know, inside, the guys that's in the locker room, the staff and the coaches, I don't think they're really concerned about the culture of the NFL. I think the outside perception of the NFL, you know, may take a little blow, which is very much understandable given that these circumstances that has arisen. You know, these are some serious, you know, allegations and convictions and moments that we're having. And you know, we're gonna have to figure something out. You know, whether it be, you know, Roger Goodell, you know, dropping the hammer on some of these guys, or you know, switching up the rule of you know, these domestic cases, or these abusive cases, and you know, something has to be done moving forward. You know, this is not good. It's not good. It's like I said, it's putting a damper on perception of the NFL.
Very well said, Jonathan. And as a player in that room, when you were in New Orleans and now in Tampa Bay, was there ever at the start of the season, you know, ever any discussions, you know, reminding guys, you know, I know there's the protocol, hey, you know, don't get in trouble, but was it ever really brought up, hey, don't hit your girlfriend, don't hit your kids?
I love you addressed it this year, you know, because it has, you know, came up several times, you know, so he addressed it, and it was kind of like, you know, he don't really need to say that, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like a universal theme, like, you know, you can't do that, you know? Not only being a football player, just being a man, you know? I mean, some situations, you know, man on man, somebody comes across you and even takes a swing at you, you know, and approaches you in that light, you know, being a man, being in a situation where sometimes it's not in your control and somebody, you know, approaches you or you know, comes out their character and goes above and beyond to physically do something to you, and you can only really defend yourself. But, you know, these aren't these cases. You know, these cases aren't those situations. You know, these cases are man on woman, you know, man on child. You know, and this is, you know, it's like we know better. You know, the Adrian Peterson situation is a lot different than the Ray Rice situation. You know, I was disciplined as a child. You know, I was hit with, you know, with different things. My mom, you know, with belts and, you know, stuff like that. Never really leaving bruises or breaking skin. But, you know, I was disciplined. I was. And I have a daughter. And, you know, I think I popped her hand one time and I felt terribly about it. You know, but it's a different culture. It's a different era. You know, it's not like the old school. You know, I put my daughter in a corner and that's how I discipline her now. You know, and that's not, that's not just because of everything that's going on. That's just because I really feel bad if I even yell at my daughter. You know, I just, you know, that's just how I am, you know, and everybody's different. Everybody's raised different, you know, and it just sucks that Adrian Peterson, you know, knowing him, he's such a great guy. You know, he's such a God-fearing man, and I think he does things the right way. I think he took it a little too far in this situation, and it's going to come back to terribly haunt him.
Oh, for sure. I think it's, you know, and it's interesting you mentioned that, because I appreciate you saying, you know what, I was raised that way, and my mom hit me with a belt, and, you know, thankfully didn't bruise or, you know, break skin, but still you felt it as a child, and you know what, it is different now, and even slapping your child's hand when you say no can be tough for a lot of parents. Jonathan, do you feel like, does the NFL Players Association, do you find that maybe the PA needs to come out in front and put parents like yourself and other guys who say, hey, you know what? It's okay to discipline your child in the right way and maybe be more leaders in that aspect. Is that something the NFLPA is going to do?
Well, you know what? I haven't been in any type of discussion besides a couple of interviews that I had, and no one really has addressed that or brought that point up. And I think that's a great point. You know, it's a proactive thing, and also it's using your peers. You know, it's not using, you know, people outside of the NFL. You're using your peers, you know, like myself. I pride myself on being a great father and learning to be a better father. You know, I'm still young. My daughter's 3 years old. It's my first kids. You know, so I'm still learning to be as good a father as possible, you know. And it takes time, just like anything else, you know. And parenting is a very difficult thing to do because you want to spoil your kid as much as possible, but also you want to discipline them so they don't grow up being a spoiled brat or, you know, a bad kid per se. You know, so there's a fine line. And, you know, I've taken from both of my parents and what to do and what not to do as a parent.
Jonathan Casillas, linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, joins us. Excellent interview, Jonathan. I really appreciate it. We got a lot of Buck fans in Edmonton. You're probably thinking, what? But seriously, a lot of guys text me, how can they listen to your POV 52 radio show?
It comes on AM 1430.
Okay.
Tonight at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a great show, man. My co-host Randy Harris, and you know, I'm excited. Did I say today?
Yeah, you said today.
You know why I said today? Because we usually play on Sundays, and we played yesterday. So I'm kind of, you know, it's kind of ingrained that today's Monday, and I'm like, hold on, we just played on Thursday, so I'm a little thrown off. But yeah, sorry. Monday is the radio show. Every other Monday,
okay.
And my co-host Randy Harris. It's on AM 1430, and you know, we talk about several things. You know, definitely we're going to talk about football. You know, this game is going to most likely come up, and we talk about different issues. Last week we talked about Ray Rice. We talk about fashion. We talk about current events. And, you know, we talk about a lot of different things. And POV means point of view. And POV 52 is my point of view. You know, how I see life, how I see football, how I see family, how I see and interpret these situations that's going on with the NFL. Just kind of getting my also have guests that come in and get their perspective and people that call in as well.
Now, Jonathan, before I let you go, you were in New Orleans when you know the big scandal went on, correct?
Yes.
Okay. At the time, the commissioner said ignorance was not an excuse. His actions this time, as a guy who was on that team and part of it, was there a part of you that felt, hey, wait a second, man, you come down on the hammer with us, you can't then turn around and use ignorance as an excuse for you. How did you feel how he handled the whole Ray Rice and subsequent situation?
I don't know details exactly, but I just speaking from what the whole bounty situation that happened, you know, there were allegations thrown out. And I think they were very harsh allegations. And it was like, as soon as everything came out, everybody that was involved were guilty. It weren't that, you know, innocent, you know, until proven guilty. It was guilty. And then when you get the clarification on what exactly are we talking about as a bounty. And then as that, you know, came about and that persisted, it kind of faded away because I think it was the terminology that was used describing a bounty, which is where things got thrown, off key and it was, and the perception of it was totally bad. And it was bounty as in trying to injure someone. And that's what the whole thing was about, trying to injure other players. And I know all of those dudes. You know, that was my Super Bowl year. We're like brothers, man. I just talked to Courtney Roby and Roma Harper and Jolon Dunbar. Those are all guys that, you know, we was there that year. You know, we played on defense and Roby was on special teams. And, you know, we would never, ever, ever in our careers or ever try to hurt someone playing the game of football. And that was the whole allegation. And, yes, we did the pay for performance. We did do that, but it didn't have anything to do with hurting anybody, and that's what the whole allegations was. Are we trying to pay to injure other people? And then once that kind of was cleared up, no one knew about it. None of the general public knew about it. The media didn't know about it. It was just kind of like, oh, okay. They were throwing out allegations in the beginning. But then at the end, everything kind of just was silent. There was what? Do you even know what happened with the bounties? Like, do you know?
I know the defensive coach. He got railroaded pretty hard. Sharper, if I recall, was a guy who a few of the ringleaders, I guess, if you want to call it that. But I read a lot of those transcripts because football is a vicious game. Even in the politest form, it's still, you know, your job, even when you're hitting a guy completely clean, you're still hitting him hard, right? Like, that's just, yeah. And I'm okay with that. That's how the game is. But now it's outlawed, right, anymore. Like, you can't even have a performance pay. Because I do know in the NHL, guys still put money on the board for whoever scores the winning goal. Right? So, I don't know. Yeah. Could you guys put on the board whoever has the most defensive tackles? Is that even allowed?
If my understanding, I don't think anything like that is allowed. You know, and you know, before, I didn't know it wasn't. You know,
yeah.
I think we were all kind of doing it just because it's like, even when we were younger, you know, somebody gets the tackle or sack or a forced fumble, you know, it's like, you know, you get a reward for it, whether it's a sticker, whether it's monetary, whether it's, you know, a football, whatever it is, it was like a reward. You know, just like school, you get good grades, you get a reward. You know, that's kind of how it was all throughout football. You know, and then when I got in the league, you know, it's a little more money involved, and that's kind of how it was. And the whole perception of bounty and then calling, you know, the players, you know, bad people, to have malice intent to hurt other players. Like, you know, I associate some of these guys in the league as my family members, you know, and I would never hurt one of them, you know, and I think I speak, I think that's a consensus throughout the whole league.
Jonathan Casillas, a linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you want to follow him on Twitter, it's Jay Casillas, CASILLAS52. He's got his own radio show on 1430 AM, which, of course, you can listen to online, POV 52. It's on every second Monday. And quickly before I go, what's the clothing line? What's the clothing line you're coming out with?
Well, that's also POV 52.
Okay.
It was just my idea of getting my point of view out there, my perception on how things are. You know, I've always been involved in the community, and, you know, I kind of just wanted to have my name on something. And I'm very big into fashion, and I think my T-shirts and my brand is going to represent what I am. You know, I'm a guy who's been blessed to be in this spot, in this opportunity to play in the NFL. And, you know, play 6 years, win a Super Bowl my first year, and be on this platform to give back. You know, I just had my first annual Forward Progress football camp back in June, and it was a great turnout. We gave the kids free book bags, free cleats, free jerseys, shirts, water bottles, Dick's, a good Dick's Good package. I mean, we did it all out. And also, we're going to check up with them with follow-up classes as well. And it's just kind of getting support behind that. That's the kind of the image I want to portray with my clothing line. And, you know, you can also get that on athletesoriginals.com. And if you click under my name, Jonathan Casillas, and the shirt to come up. They're not that expensive, but it's for a good cause.
I love it, Jonathan. I love the quote you said earlier. I pride myself on being a good father and learning to be a better father. It could be an inspiration, and right now in the NFL, they need a few guys like you, and hopefully they promote it more. Continued success, and hopefully you boys have a better outcome next weekend.
Yeah, man, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that.